Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 7. I'm Emily, and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you about 15 seconds of silence to think about something you're thankful for and to thank God for it. Let's begin that now. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray for those who are the most vulnerable in our society. Let's just take a few moments to remember various individuals and groups of people before God as they come to mind. Let's take about 20, 25 seconds for that. Our scripture reading today comes from Psalm 18, 25 to 28, and then 30 to 36. It says, "To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the devious, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. As for God, her way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. She shields all who take refuge in her. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. She makes my feet like the feet of a deer. She causes me to stand on the heights. She trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You make your saving help my shield, and your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. You provide a broad path for my feet so that my ankles do not give way." We'll close today by meditating on the phrase, "You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." Let's take a few moments to meditate on what it means for God to help us see what is hidden from us. "You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power that I might not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.